This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I had to reach out to the Gang of Seven last night.
Who's that? Who's the Gang of Seven? What's that?
The Gang of Seven are my guys around the league.
Happy, dopey, sleepy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Doc, I think is one of them. Doc. Yeah. What are they? There's a
sleepy.
Sleepy.
Sneezy.
Grumpy.
Grumpy.
Happy Doc.
Yeah.
Dorky and hungry.
Is there a dopey?
There's a dopey.
But we know what that's referencing, right?
He was a doper.
He's picked on a lot.
Yeah. Was the 70s.
Yeah. Anyway, my Gang of Seven, not the dwarfs. But these are my general manager buddies and directors of player personnel, friends around the league, guys I worked with or guys I know. Nice enough to answer any questions that I do have. And I had to ask them the question of, give me your first 10 picks of the draft.
Oh, I like this.
I just said, you know, these guys are all now in their war rooms, draft rooms, putting together boards and stuff. So they're going to have to figure this out. And when they get to the end of it, they'll do mock drafts and stuff. So I just reached out and asked them. I said,
Bryson's a train wreck, by the way.
Is he?
He's losing his mind right now. He just went into the woods on the right off the tee there, yeah. And he's very angry.
Another wasted opportunity with Bryson there. Mm-hmm. But I just want to go through the top 10. And with the exercise was to always see who was available when Dallas got to pick.
Okay.
And I just... let me go through my guy number one. Starts it off with, you'll see a thread here, by the way. Lawrence being the first overall. Next would be Wilson from BYU. Lance, North Dakota State.
Not Mac Jones.
Pitts at 4, Florida tight end.
All right, okay.
Slater at 5. That'd be Cincinnati.
All right. Northwestern left tackle.
Yes.
Okay.
Chase would be next. Smith. Sewell. Fields. And then Dallas picking Surtain.
Yeah, let me see here. You took both offensive tackles off the board. You took Kyle Pitts away from me. You did get 4 quarterbacks in there. That would send the Cowboys to corner. And they would be very comfortable, I'd imagine.
Yes.
How frequently does this scenario just make it an easy decision? Like, oh, Surtain's there. Is that the only scenario where the tackles are gone, the quarterbacks are gone, and Pitts is gone, and it's like Surtain's there? Easy?
Without this year yet, anyway, knowing the Cowboys' plan or what they would do if one of those guys were available, I think at least in my brain, I'm thinking the only thing that would push you away from Patrick Surtain or J.C. Horn would be if Penei Sewell, Rashawn Slater, or Kyle Pitts was available. So if you can knock all those three out, I think as the Cowboys, you just sit there and you go, yeah, kind of what we thought. Let's go ahead and take the guy that we kind of thought we were going to have.
Number 2. And by the way, 5 of my guys answered. The other 2.
All right, well, let's go ahead and cut the other 2 out.
I need to. And I guarantee you they'll answer me later after they get out of their meetings.
Gang of 5.
Gang of 5 right now. Number 2.
Lawrence.
Thank you.
Wilson.
Thank you.
No, I'm not sure.
Lance.
Lance. Okay.
Yeah, again, another general manager thinking that San Francisco is full of you-know-what right now.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Lance at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Fields at 4.
Okay.
Pitts at 5.
All right.
Waddle at 6.
Oh, he's fun.
Smith at 7.
He's good.
Sewell at 8.
All right.
Surtain at 9.
Now we can talk about Rashawn Slater versus J.C. Horn.
There you go.
And that would be, I would think, the pick. So, yeah, Gavin, we're going to find out real quick here that we've really whittled this thing down to where it's like Patrick Surtain, J.C. Horn, Rashawn Slater, Penei Sewell, Kyle Pitts. Do we have an offensive faller, or are we taking one of those two corners?
Right. In this case, general manager two took Slater.
Not a bad plan. I think he's going to be a great left tackle in the league, and I think in the short term, if Tyron's healthy, he's going to be an amazing left guard in the league.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the fact that I think he's ready to play the guard. We talked about that. People within the organization think that maybe you might have the next Zach Martin if you draft this kid and play him at guard. But the question is, can he be that good as an offensive tackle? That's the question.
Well, I think the good news is like the way that it happened with Martin is I honestly believe that Zach Martin would be one of the best left tackles in football. The problem is that he had to start at right guard. And it was like, oh, he's an all-pro. He's the best guard in football. Whatever will we do? Let him be an all-pro.
Yeah, if you think he can be an all-pro, but you're worried that he might not be great at tackle, mm-hmm. that's fine because guard's open.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to shoehorn it over there to left tackle in any way. Time is on your side.
If you are drafting your insurance policy and long-term left tackle and he's accidentally an all-pro guard, mm-hmm. it's okay.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
No, I totally agree with you on that. General manager number three.
Lawrence.
Correct.
Wilson.
Correct. Fields again.
Okay, that's why I didn't want to offer an opinion because eventually we had to get Fields.
Fields at number three.
Okay.
Pitts again at four, Atlanta.
That pick's for sale. It's going to be a quarterback.
Yeah, the more I talk to people there at Atlanta, they think they're going to hang in there. They think they're going to hang in there.
I mean, that's fun. Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley,
Pitts. They think they're going to hang in there, but they're fielding calls. They're definitely fielding calls in Atlanta. But and there was been some rumor about the Cowboys potentially calling. And my guy in Atlanta said, that's news to me.
Yeah, that was a weird rumor because I saw it this morning, and it was from like my sports update on Twitter, and they said it was according to CBS Sports.
Yeah.
So I went to CBS Sports. There's nothing anywhere on CBS Sports that says that. Yeah. So
that's that was news. But Atlanta is open for business, by the way.
You ever thought about doing that with your like Twitter account to see if it grows the following? Just like each morning?
Make up
like,
trade rumors?
Yeah. Just here's what I'm hearing. Dez Bryant talking to the Cowboys. And when it goes away and nothing happens, who cares as long as it got retweeted?
Well, then you become Ian Rappaport.
Then
Go ahead, stand on it, dog. Go ahead.
No, in reality, you
wow.
do.
Wow.
Well, no, in reality, you do.
Talk about it.
Rap sheet.
Yeah, in reality, that's what you become. Because if you have to be right eventually, but then you become wrong and you're wrong and you're wrong and you're wrong and people, but they still follow along, you know? I mean, this is ether,
by the way, Brian. This is you destroying Ian Rappaport.
No, I'm right not trying. He would say the same thing about me.
Oh, he hates you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, I don't hate him. I'm just saying that's what happens. If you keep putting out stuff that's not true, eventually people will say, well, that's why do I listen to this guy?
Yeah, I mean, the difference is with him, he also gets fed stories,
being that's on the NFL.
So you got to have a bunch that are right.
You have to eventually be right. You can't just continually put out bad information, right?
I mean, I think Peter Vesey really pushed the limit. He might have been right only 10 or 15% of the time.
Yeah.
And he was sort of the inventor of that game of making stuff up that insiders had whispered to him the night before.
What if you just make an educated guess and just pretend it's confirmed? Like if I just tweet it out right now, confirmed, Trevor Lawrence being selected first. It's a done deal. Is that irresponsible?
No, because people would laugh at you for that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good joke.
All right.
Yeah, it's on brand.
Also confirmed, Zach Wilson, Jets, number two. Then I just have to confirm a number three and just pick a guy.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, to finish this thing out.
Oh, yeah.
Pitts at four.
Mm-hmm.
Sewell at five.
Mm-hmm.
Chase at six. That's mm-hmm. Dolphins. Smith again, seven.
Mm-hmm.
Lance on a trade. Okay. Carolina bailing at eight.
Okay.
This is the first time we'll see Parsons at Denver at nine.
All right, so hold on. Let me see here. Sewell gone. Pitts gone. Slater available. Surtain and Horn available. So it's going to be Slater or Surtain.
Surtain is who he picked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got the game figured out yet, Gavin? Just make your list of five guys, watch which ones come off, and then say the name.
Yeah. This will be an interesting one here for you at number four, general manager. There's five of these, by the way, the gang of seven that got back. Lawrence, Wilson. This one went Jones at three. Fields at four to Atlanta.
There we go.
Chase. Pitts, Smith again, Sertan on a trade. Sertan on a trade.
Sertan, yeah. Okay.
Lance at 9.
They left us Penei Sewell.
Sewell was the pick.
See, this game is easy.
Yeah.
It's really cool, you know, the intrigue that there's going to be going in because the teams could do so many different kind of things.
They could.
And it's also cool that it's so rare that we don't end up with something good to take at 10.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible.
And there will be. Like, I promise one of those corners will be there, and I think both of them will be there. But one of those corners will be there.
Here's the last one, and this will be interesting for you, too.
Let's go. Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Wilson.
Fields.
Damn right.
Lawrence Fields, Wilson at 3.
Oh, Fields at 2.
Yeah, Fields at 2.
I like it. He should have gone 1, but that's fine.
Pitts at 4, Sewell at 5, Chase at 6, Smith again at 7, Lance on a trade, Sertan 9.
All right, so 10, we have J.C. Horn, and we have Rashawn Slater, but you said it's going to be different, so they're going to throw a wild ass at us. Parsons.
This guy is a director of player personnel. He picked Horn.
Okay.
He picked Horn in this thing. He just said Dallas needs cornerbacks too much, and he said they're going to pick Horn. Even with Sertan going ahead of them, he feels like that's what's going to happen.
Rock and roll.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.